a podcast by NutriVoices Media Group, Voice of the People. Voice of the People.
What's up? Shout out to NutriVoices Media Group. Hey, y'all, we need to
bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots.
Your voice matters.
Big shout out to NutriVoices. For
I'd like to give a shout out to NutriVoices.
NutriVoices podcast.
Your voice matters.
Your voice matters.
America's opportunity.
NutriVoices Media Group. Your voice matters.
Welcome to Voice of the People, and we're going to get right into it because we have a voice in the studio. He's been here before, but he has a new thing he got going on, so he's here to give us his voice and tell us what's going on, and we're going to let him introduce himself. Mr. Marcus, go ahead. Tell the people who you are again.
Well, my name is Marcus Benjamin. I'm the CEO of the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We are a nonprofit that helps and focus on our youth, stay away from gang violence and drugs.
All right. Dr. V, Jill, how y'all doing today?
Doing real good.
Good.
That's good. That's good. Good to have you back.
Yes. Welcome, Marcus.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Marcus, tell us what you're here today for. We know, well, first of all, give us again, familiarize the people with your background and what you're trying to do and where they can find you. And then tell us what your new event or endeavor is.
Well, you can find me at 715 East Wallace Street. You can contact me there at True Love Baptist Church. That's where I be located at. Mm-hmm. Or at another gym called Sudden Impact. We collaborate together. And what we are trying to do is build another gym on the south side for our community.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now,
That is good.
Now,
I don't want to just fly past that. And I say that because so many times it's hard for people to collaborate.
Right.
So I think that is worth talking about. I mean, how did that come to be?
Well, just networking and going door to door. And then they opened their arms to it and just let us come in and, you know, until we can get things together. Mm-hmm. And that's how we collaborate together. We support each other and different events that we have.
That's good. So they didn't feel threatened?
No.
Because you were in the same.
They was actually excited to have another boxing gym here in Fort Wayne so we can, you know, instead of fighting the same people.
Right. Yeah. Have a different camp where y'all can go.
We got a lot of guys on the south side that can really throw down.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Wait a minute. So I just want to know. So are you in there? You coaching?
Yes, me.
Coach Marcus? Come on.
We are registered through USA Boxing.
Okay.
You know, so we have some coaches that's from the south side. We got a lot of young men and young women that's a part of the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation.
Nice.
So moving forward, you know, we got some great things coming up this summer.
Okay, I think you tried to be slick tonight, coming in here all did up and stuff. You're giving us that the doo-wop.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm saying because, you know, I wanted you to show us a couple moves and stuff, you know. Show the ladies, we need to know. You know, we got the white vans out here patrolling the street. So we need a couple moves, you know.
Come to the gym.
There you go.
I got you. I got pink gloves allowed?
Yep, actually got
I got you.
You.
Okay.
Perfect. Before you go any further, I want to stay here for a second too, Marcus. You came in and sat with us before.
Yes.
And when you were here, you were just starting to talk about, you know, some of the ideas that were in your head.
Most definitely.
So would I be correct in saying that the things that you told us were going to happen, those are the things that are happening right now?
Yes. And just going back to collaboration and networking with the people of Fort Wayne, I want to say thank you to a lot of people like Pastor Robert Bell, Deputy Chief McKinney,
mm-hmm.
Officer Payne, Fort Wayne firefighters, all branches of the military have supported me. Premier Bank, Old National, and just a Shalia Clark, Ellen Rowe, just a lot of people who that has been a great support, Minister Harold Lanier.
That's good. Yes. You so, better next time you better come with a list because you forget somebody. Trouble now at this point.
Yeah. So if I miss anybody there, I'm sure they understand.
Right. You right.
know. We have to tag it in there. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now good. You say you got things coming up this summer. You have a summer boot camp.
Yes, we actually having a summer boot camp. We are trying to get everything, you know, when it comes to getting everybody on track on the core. Mm-hmm. We just we actually having it at True Love Baptist Church. You know, they have a big field out there.
Yes.
And you know, so what we came up with is just, you know, doing some training out there and some exercise and eating right and, you know, getting the kids to do some activities and
right.
instead of being on their phone, hopefully this summer.
Right. I feel
you. You know, so.
Yes. Do we have a backup plan just in case the weather is crazy or
We plan? Are going to Sudden Impact.
Okay.
It's,
If the weather is bad. Okay.
Right. And we're going to end up going to Sudden Impact and doing the boot camp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the time frame of the boot camp date? And time-wise, and how do we get people involved to sign up for your boot camp?
Well, they can get on my website, or they can email me.
Is this the information up there?
Yes, if my website is right here. You can register online. We can, once y'all get registered through USA Boxing, we just ready to go this summer. As soon as school is out, we are ready to go.
Oh, that's good.
So, look, I'm raising my hand. You said school. I'm raising my hand. Like, question. Mm-hmm. Who qualifies or how do you qualify to be ready for this camp?
Nobody is qualified to be ready. Okay. You're gonna go and to be ready. Just know that you got trainers. We got professional trainers.
Okay.
Reginald Blackman, he was he's our coach. He used to be a professional boxer out of California. And he's one of our coaches. And we have other guys that has been awesome in the ring. And they are still training. And so we just want everybody to know that they're going to be trained proper.
Okay.
You know, there's no.
So they don't need a physical or anything from a doctor.
No.
When they
we would like that to happen. Okay. We want everybody to be safe at the end of the day. Okay. We want to know about their medical background, you know, because we don't want nobody out there falling out.
Right.
That's what I was wondering. So, you know, because there may be some children with, what's the age range? I'm saying children.
We want the kids as elementary, middle school, and high schoolers.
Okay.
But everybody is involved. Like even we are trying, this is where we're trying to put things together from 10:30 in the morning to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
In the second shift, you know, because a lot of parents are getting off of work around 5 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. If they decide to come and want to train as well, they can.
I got my gloves in the trunk.
Okay, so
but the young kids that parents, yes, if the parents are off, just not getting off work, if they want to come with their parents, because we encourage them. Parents to be active with their kids.
So come, the parents can come with their gloves on. Okay, and so with that being said, so what I was, where I was going with that question was like some young people or adults then in that case that may have, let's say, asthma. Just pick on asthma.
Mm-hmm.
So you would want to know with them coming in. So I'm sure that's part of the questionnaire or intake form.
Most
or something.
Definitely. If they have asthma, of course, we're not going to have them running up and down the field and stuff like that.
Right.
But we will have them, if they can be active a little bit, hit the punching bag.
But parents need to make it known and they need to come with the inhaler, et cetera, right?
Yes. And,
okay, so keeping everybody safe. From that perspective.
When it comes to the summer boot camp, we want everybody to know that this is affordable.
Right.
Okay. And because what we're trying to do is grow. And it takes the community, it takes financial in the community
That's
to grow.
Right.
But we ask the community to pay $10 a month, not a week.
Okay.
And so that it goes back into the organization, go back into the back to school book bag drive that we have in August. So it starts in June to August. Okay. And then when we have our back to school book bag drive, we also have our fireworks show at the end of that day.
Oh man, that's look awesome. At that.
So you already got into donations. Yes. So the $10 is the fee, but you need the community to help. So what does the donations look like? So like be transparent 100%. What do you want and need from the community?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. It takes a village. It takes lot of people to build a organization. When it comes to money, we need it. We need a lot of it. The support from anybody. And if anybody would like to write a check, they can do it on a QR code or they can send it to 715 East Wallace Street.
That's cool.
We love giving back to our children, our community. And so that's our number one main focus is our community.
Yeah. Now, not only, man, you going from when school out in June to August, man, they're going to be some in-shape kids if they come and they do what they need to do. Because I remember, you know, summer football, we started football in the summer. Come September, you in shape. So that's a lot. But give me, what will I be learning as a child or even as an adult? Because I told you I got my gloves in the trunk. We can go right now. So, but what would I be learning?
You'll be learning. See, we thrive on more than just physical boxing.
Okay.
We want to teach the kids about anger management classes. I mean, we teach them about anger to help them guide them into a better life than what they know already.
Right.
A lot of these kids, they are not only angry because of the lifestyle that they live.
Right.
Some of these kids are afraid to even go outside because they don't even know if they might make it back in.
Right.
Yes.
You know, so it goes back into the gang violence, the shootings that goes on in our community. So I encourage the parents to reach out to the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation because we've given them a safe place to go this summer.
That's good.
I know when you were here before, you really stressed giving the youth a place to, you know, channel those things, the anger, the stress. And we've said all the time that many will join, you know, affiliations, gangs or whatever, or succumb to peer pressure that is not good because they don't have a sense of belonging any place. So to me, it also sounds like when you say they're going to learn XYZ about boxing, it also sounds like the King and Queens boxing is a sense of belonging to offer the youth a place, a safe place, you know, to come, to let out their frustrations. Because since you have been here, to be real, there has been a ton of gun violence, gang violence at the beginning of the year.
Most definitely.
Almost all of the homicides were children.
Most definitely.
And not only were they children, but the suspects were also children. So I think that that's important that you're still sticking, you know, with that is top tier for you. I know that's very important to you.
It's definitely important to me because I see myself in some of these young kids, you know, that is doing the same thing, me running from the police. And and it's so crazy because now I am working with the police, you know, that's collaborating. Good. You know, when it comes to that, collaborating with the police and firefighters to try to help these kids around 17, 18 years old to get into promising careers, going into the military.
Right.
And so that's why I believe that we all, you know, we always want the best in our community when it comes to all these organizations that's out here. But collaboration is it has to happen.
Yes, it does.
It has to happen because we can't. One organization just cannot do it by themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's the thing, and I don't know if this question's ever been posed to you or this situation has come. With time come change. You said you can see yourself where you have changed from running from the police, now working and dealing with the police. Now, say like I'm that not really that street kid, but not really that good kid. And I want to find something. I maybe have a little blemishes on my record.
I got a few little blemishes
on my record. You know what I'm saying? But I want to come to your program. How would I fit in? You know, because some of us, and I'm not saying your program, but some programs will not, you know, tolerate or deal. They say you can't bring that element to us. So would you deal with that?
Because of the lifestyle that how I was brought up, you know, there's somebody that was dear to me that always taught me, my brother, always taught me that judge not. And you don't know who that person might be, somebody that you can go to in the near future. Never turn nobody away.
Right.
You know, give the person a chance. And they might bust their head up a couple of times before they get it right. Because I know that it took me a minute.
Right.
You know, and that's one thing about if somebody is not feeling comfortable in a surrounding, I'm going to make sure and our team make sure that these kids, everybody feels safe, feel comfortable. You know, that's why I love working with and collaborating with, I call him my big brother, James Scott, you know, let him, he shows me who to go to, who not to go to.
Right, right.
You know, and it's a good thing, you know, volunteers like yourselves, you can come in and because everybody don't have the answer. If this young man or young woman can't get through me, it might be something that you can say or say that can get to her. And she might say, oh, I get it now.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
You know, I don't have all the answers.
It happens all the time.
And that's why it goes back to collaboration.
Yeah, resources are so important to be able to send, like you said, hey, I need XYZ, and to be able to send people to those resources.
I met a lot of good people since last year and that I have collaborated with. And, you know, things, when it comes to building an organization, I want to say this when it comes to the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation. I might start at this organization, but it don't belong to me. It belongs to the community.
Right.
Right.
You know, so if a person has an idea or a suggestion to bring to the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation, the doors is open.
Bring it.
And that's what I love
that's
about.
That's good. So Marcus, so there's been a lot of people that go down the road that you have been down, right?
Yes.
And they get out. And they do what they need to do and whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Why do you care?
Because when I was incarcerated my last time that I was there, there was a lot of young men and a lot of older men that we was there together and we always talked. And there was a lot of men and be like, man, I wish we had something like that in our community. And it don't matter if you from Ohio, Chicago, Detroit, you know, wherever.
Right.
The type of communities that we most likely is...
Problems are the same.
It's all the same.
Right.
It's all the same. So, I was like, man, I'm going to start a boxing gym on, you know, something that they can...
Yeah.
And they was like...
That's so good. You was having this conversation
having these conversations when we was locked up. And like a friend of mine, he got out a little bit before me and he was like, man, we text each other all the time. He'd be like, man, you making it happen.
Right.
You know?
Right, that boom, boom road. I'm just saying, all right? All right?
Oh,
so I remember that from the movie, right?
Well, yeah.
Right.
And so that dreaming.
Is
that,
dreaming.
That's the vision.
And that's one thing about my pastor, Robert Bell.
Yeah.
He said, when God gives you a vision, he gives you provision.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, and I didn't know understand what that means, but I went back to him. He said, did you understand what I mean by that? He said, whatever struggles that you think you're going to go through when it's building this nonprofit, he's going to give you another vision. Every time that when I thought I was going to give up,
right?
Yes.
When the doors were shut in my face, because there were some doors shut in my face.
Yeah.
But I promise you that there was some more, it was some bigger opportunities.
Yeah, better doors.
And you know what? When you said that, you just going to make me, I'm going to get a sermon going on here. Wait a minute. I'm just saying, when you said that about, come on here, you said that God going to give you the provision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just thought about it, because if you don't grab hold of God's provision, then you're going to experience some division.
Oh,
Okay. But you see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if you don't come together, sometimes when you do try to come together in the community, I don't care which arena it is, it could be the beauty industry. There's always somebody that got to try to go against the grain that want to block that collaboration. And so that's why I think it is so awesome that you guys, and who's the owner of Sudden Impact?
Dave.
So we can give Dave some props.
Oh, yeah.
For last name?
Hernandez.
I was going to say, yeah. So we want to make sure we give him some props and kudos and for collaboration because it has to happen.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah. So you say you have kings and queens. So obviously you're a male and you're boxing. Now, tell us about the young ladies. How would we entice young ladies? Because, you know, we tell young ladies, you got to, you know, boxing is not for you, you know. So how do you have lady boxers?
Who says that?
A lot of us tell our daughters, come on, tell our daughters. Saying. It's something out there. Don't act like it ain't nothing out there.
I know what you're saying. I got a little young fighter.
You know, she's my little princess. But, you know, I try to get her and her friends to focus on if they had to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But what we trying to do is get all the kids, boys and young ladies, to channel their anger into the boxing ring.
Right.
You know, because I look at it like this. I told some people, I even told the Fort Wayne Community Schools, I just told them, I said, would you rather for them to pick up some gloves or pick up a gun?
Right. That's right.
It's just simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You said put the guns down.
Yeah, I put the guns down and put the gloves up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I want young ladies to, because my daughter showed me a fight. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And they get in trouble, from recording and different things like that. But I try to, I tell my daughter, be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if y'all have that much anger, my dad used to tell us, if you got beef with that kid over there,
right,
go in the backyard and put them gloves on.
Yeah.
And that's where that old school saying is that you ain't gonna go to prison or going to jail for, picking up some gloves.
Right.
But you're going to go to prison if you
pick up that gun or a weapon.
Right.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lesson behind it. I know what you're saying. You know, we would have to pick up the gloves and, you know, you have to fight. You fight it out and, you know, but then after that.
We shake each other's hand.
You realize it really wasn't that deep,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have that anymore. So I'm going to commend you for these lessons that you're teaching
mm-hmm.
because, these lessons are not being taught anymore.
No, they're not.
And to save a life, you don't know, like you said, you'd never turn anybody away, but you don't know what life you change or you save from going down that road.
You're
so I'm going to commend you on doing that.
And the inclusion is great, too. So when you were talking about the ladies, the young ladies, they need to be included.
Right.
So I'm glad you didn't leave them out.
That's why I named it. And a lot of people don't know. They just, because back, I guess there was a motorcycle club called the Kings and Queens back then.
Oh, okay.
But I tell people all the time, the reason why I call it the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation, because you are a king and queen of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I named it that.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so, because when I'm talking to the young ladies, I want, like, it goes back into our programs that we have, you know, taking young ladies out on a proper date. We want, like, we have chaperone women that we have to take these young ladies, to show them the respect, how to carry themselves.
Cool.
And so that's what we are bringing to the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation, you know, to show them things that they don't teach you in school or if you don't get taught at home.
That's good. I think, too,
and I know it's not real, this isn't something that's real attractive to the children or the teens, but the health aspect of it all, you know, now it's just a different time. So when we were outside playing basketball or building forts or in the woods, that doesn't really happen right now. So, you know, you have a lot of young children who are overweight or maybe not as healthy or maybe not getting out and moving. So I think, too, the getting your children active, and not just active, but something that they absolutely will look forward to.
And my thing is, when it comes to, because everybody's not going to be a boxer, everybody's not going to be a football player or a basketball player, but if there's things that I can bring to the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation, is that there might be an opportunity for all kids to just branch out and do different things. Mm-hmm. They can find themselves doing something.
Absolutely.
Because I met a lot of kids recently just said, oh, no, I'm too pretty for that. Yeah. You know, I ain't trying to get in the boxing ring. But I said, what about just helping out? You know, I probably can do that.
That's when you know how to dip. That's when you learn the right you know, dip, right?
But that's what that's what I told them, too. I told them that there's other you don't have to get in the boxing ring with anybody, but to learn self-defense and just the moves and different things like that.
Principles and morals that come along with
self-esteem, self-actualization, all of that.
But when you say that, I want to ask, do you teach the other aspects of boxing? Like, you know, I do music, but I teach, you know, the production and, you know, the writing and things like that. So, you know, you have cut men, you have trainers. Do you teach, do you have classes and train people in those areas?
Our trainers, the ones that, you know, that is going to be teaching the class, you know, they teach that aspect of it. You know, I'm there to make sure that everything goes in the right, goes in the right direction. So, because we have professional therapists, doctors that volunteer their time. Like, say if you wanted to be, you might bring something to the table. So we make sure that we don't miss nothing.
Right.
We don't miss nothing.
Right. And that's what you said, because a lot of people, you know, they want to be in a, being an athlete, but they don't realize a lot of the money is made when you're behind the scenes. Trainers are making good money now. Cut men make good money. I mean, promoters, you know, the whole thing, to learn the whole aspect of it. So, you know, so that's something that you might think about, you know, incorporating, you know, teaching the workings of boxing as well.
Most definitely. We that's why I said we are open to new things every day, you know, so because I might go home today and be like, oh, what he said was right. What you
that's
said
good.
Was right.
That's a good idea.
Let's put this down, because that's what is going to build an organization that's going to last a long time.
You said that this starts basically when school gets out this year. So what, June-ish?
Yes.
You have the number up here, the 260-580-1254.
Yes.
It's a call to sign up. If someone is watching, or if we personally know someone, should they call you know, right away to get their children signed up for this? Or what is the timeline as far as
we don't have a timeline to get signed up, because it starts in June and it ends in August. And we want to bring all the kids, because you don't excuse me, that young kid or young man might need that right away.
Exactly.
And for me to turn them away because it's too late, it's unacceptable.
So anytime, if you're interested, call the 260-580-1254.
Or get on the website. And we're going to look at it and say, oh, give them a call and be like, okay, what's your height?
We're ready.
What's your weight? Yeah. And what's your age? So perfect. We can get you ready.
Right now, I got to ask, are you going to have some kind of tournament at the end? You're training them? Or are you going to have some kind of exposition?
We got a show in August. We got a show in August. We ain't going to talk about too much.
Okay.
And then, like I said, our favorite thing that we love to do is making sure that the kids in our community have a book bag and supplies for school. And then we gonna set it off for the fireworks.
Amen.
We definitely.
So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Okay, there's more to come.
So, Dr. V, Jill, do y'all have any other questions for Mr. Marcus before?
No, I just want to be clear. The girls are boxing against the girls.
Oh,
is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, I kind of got set up in taekwondo. I didn't realize that sometimes the girls fight the guys. So, tournament.
We're going to stick with the girls with the
girls. The girls with the girls. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mr. Marcus, we thank you for all your information. But if you have a message for the people out there, not only about kings and queens, but about life, we want you to look in the camera and impart some wisdom on the young people, the parents, or whoever you can reach right now, and impart some wisdom on them.
I encourage every man and woman that has a young child that's out here to give them an option to grow into themselves, but to know that the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation is there for your child. We are here to support them and learn who they are so they can learn who they are. we really encourage everyone to be a part of this organization. That's how this is going to grow. This is not going to take, this is not going to go overnight. This is a long going fight, because, you know, when it comes to gang violence, the drugs out here, you know, it's killing us. And then, you know, a lot of these young men and young women are not even making it past their 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. So we encourage everyone to think about this, pray on it, and reach out to the Kings and Queens Boxing Foundation. We always need the support. We are trying to grow. We are trying to build on the south side of town. The only how this is going to happen is the community.
Great. I got you. We want to thank you again.
Thank you.
Mr. Marcus, Doc V, Jill, thank y'all for being here. We want to thank each and every one of you for watching us. But we want to, Mr. Marcus said something that I want to impart wisdom on everybody. You can let your child go 12 rounds or 12 years. The gloves will get you 12 rounds. That gun will get you 12 plus years. So pick up the gloves and put down the guns. We got to stop the violence. Stop the violence. And if you got to be violent, channel it in the right way.
Most definitely.
Channel it in the right way. But again, we want to thank you all. And as we say, before we leave our people every night, always protect your mind.
A podcast by Neutral Voices Media Group. Voice of the people.
What's up? Shout out to Neutral Voices Media Group. Hey, y'all, we need y'all.
Bridge to go between the haves and the have-nots.
Your voice matters.
Big shout out to Neutral Voices.
I'd like to give a shout out to Neutral Voices.
Neutral Voices Podcast.
Your voice matters.
Your voice matters.